Welcome to Cloud Talk Radio, where listeners hear from business leaders about relevant topics from marketing to cash flow management. Tune in every week with hosts Robert J. Chandler and Keith Enix and stay engaged with a growing audience of like-minded entrepreneurs. Learn critical business skills and get answers to questions that help you manage better businesses. Cloud Talk Radio, your business resource in the internet age.
Welcome to Cloud Talk Radio. This is Keith Enix, your host. If you're listening to Cloud Talk Radio and have not heard any of our past episodes, take a moment, check out some of our past episodes on our website at cloudtalkradio.com, and you can see those past interviews we've had with some great industry leaders who talk about cash flow management, how to organize your business, how to build a breakthrough team for you. Like today, we're talking about CRM and how CRMs can benefit your business. Today, we have an awesome show. We got Sam Saab. He's the owner and founder of Results Software. He's been in the CRM software industry since 2002. He's been actually doing CRM management. In fact, he's created his own methodology called the Results Methodology for CRM management, and he's been doing that since 1985. So we have a true pioneer in the industry. I'm really excited about interviewing Sam today. And today we have a longer interview, so I'm going to go ahead and jump right into the show so you guys can glean as much as you can from this. But before we jump into Sam, we're going to have a quick commercial break, and then we'll be bringing in our guest today. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you a business owner or accountant looking to get an edge over your competition? Are you looking to save time as well as generate more revenue for your business? Well, then you need to check out cloud9realtime.com. Cloud9 Realtime offers business owners and accountants a fully cloud-based desktop of QuickBooks and business applications in a central location. You'll be able to collaborate more effectively with your customers on QuickBooks and discover more efficient business hosting tools. Save time for yourself and your clients, as well as gain access to the Cloud9 Realtime community, which provides you with information and tools you need to help your business grow. Visit cloud9realtime.com today to learn more. That's cloud9realtime.com.
Well, welcome back to today's show. You're listening to Cloud Talk Radio. This is your host, Keith Enix, and we're talking with Sam Saab. He is the owner and founder of Results Software, and we're going to be bringing Sam on air with us in just a moment, but Sam is going to be discussing with us a beginner's guide to using Results CRM software. First, we're going to be talking about some of the basics of what a CRM software is, and then we're going to be pinpointing our interview into how you can use Sam Saab's Results CRM software to help your business align your financial team with your sales team. So I'm really excited to have Sam with us. He's actually been in this industry for 30 years. He started off kind of creating a methodology, which we're going to talk about, and then that turned into the Results software. So I'm glad to have you with us. Sam, you're a true pioneer in the CRM software industry, and I just want to welcome you to the show. And why don't you start off by giving us a little bit of your background and why you think a CRM is so important for small businesses today.
Thank you very much, Keith. I appreciate being on your show. My background is an electromechanical engineer and built a consulting and business management software company. So we basically help small businesses manage their processes better. And when we got into this business, we saw very much the advantage of creating processes and adding automation to allow individuals to run more efficiently. And so when CRM came into the picture, we look at CRM as a means of managing relationships. It stands for really customer relationship management, but it's all about taking relationships, whether they're vendors, customers, prospects, any entity that you do business with, and be able to manage the full picture of the relationship, and automation and processes fall straight into them.
Being in the industry for 30 years, Sam, I imagine you've seen quite a bit of changes along the way. And I know you have this methodology called the Results Methodology. Could you kind of give us an overview of what is the Results Methodology?
The Results Methodology is about being able to look at the full picture of what it takes to manage a relationship. sometimes we look at software as kind of a point solutions where there might be something focused on just sales, and there's another software focused on just accounting. There's another software focused on delivering services and managing deliverables and project management. The reality is that when you're dealing with a business relationship, the entity on the other end of that relationship doesn't really need to worry about the different tools you're working with or the different islands of data that you might have created because of the various tools that you might be working with independently and individually. The idea then is to make sure that you have a way of looking at the full picture from inception when you first met them to what you're delivering on today or the last invoice you sent, the last payment you received. This full picture has to be a cohesive picture that all your team members within the organization are able to see at the same time, regardless of where they work from, at what, you know, working from anywhere at any time, virtual offices. The idea is to be productive at any time and being able to know what's going on with that relationship at any point across all departments of your organization is really what the results methodology is all about.
So what are maybe for small business owners out there who are listening in, we have accountants and tech-based people out there who are just wanting to learn more about how cloud technology can help them, of course. But what about for some of those small business owners who maybe have never used a CRM before? What are maybe some of the blockers that they will experience by not using a CRM, and how can a using a CRM methodology, the results-driven the results model, help them get past those blockers?
That's a great question, Keith. The reality is that CRM, the terminology itself is used differently sometimes by different software vendors. There are software vendors that might be just focused on Salesforce automation and doing business development, and they consider it CRM. When you look at the results methodology, you're looking at all the pieces, you know, from the selling and then after sales, you have to deliver on services and deliver on what was promised to then invoice for that and collect for that so you can stay in business. So when you're looking then to go into your question of what does that mean to a small business owner, small business owners that might be using different tools like maybe just spreadsheets, Excel files for managing their prospects, and then they're using their accounting system to do the invoicing and the follow-up. Well, right there, there's a major disconnect because the person that is doing the sales might not have visibility into knowing that the person that they're talking to today or trying to close a deal with is already on credit hold or has not paid for previous invoices, or there's a delay in payments that have not been received. So the bottom line then is needing to have the data from other parts of the organization being available in a centralized location so everyone can see them regardless of what their job function is, becomes the differentiator that a small business owner would look for in what we call an integrated CRM, which is the results methodology of having the full picture of what it takes to manage this relationship and where they are in every process that you're engaging them with.
That's good. You know, one of the biggest blockers that I found in using a CRM, and maybe some of you listeners out there can relate with this, is the whole methodology sounds great, but it's difficult to take that first step. Or maybe you're on the first step and you're not quite sure where to go from there. What are maybe some of the first steps that our listeners can take in integrating a full method, and which is very different than a tool like Salesforce? Salesforce, if you're wanting to optimize the sales process, and actually I have a question follow-up here after this on contacts that's related to Salesforce, but really the results method is optimizing that whole process. Where's the best place to start in that whole process?
Great question, Keith. And so when you focus about the integrated CRM, the results methodology that we're talking about, is the idea is that by instead of building an additional island of data for you or giving you one more tool to add to the tool set that you're already using, we're looking at a product that actually integrates and pulls data or moves data in and out of other systems you're using. So to your point, let's say today somebody said, look, I need a better way of doing this. I have no visibility into what sales are doing. I have no visibility into what projects are being worked on, what's outstanding, what needs to be delivered next week. Are we ready? What state are we on? Right. So all these questions that a business owner worries about regarding keeping the pipeline going and making sure that deliverables are being delivered on as promised to keep the clients in place. So the first and best starting point with an integrated system is to go and say, where do you have all your pieces of data today? So, for example, you can go to Outlook and say, look, I have different people using different contact lists in their Outlook. So we're going to pull those using the import methodology, for example, of Results CRM, and we're going to pull them into the results. The CRM hub becomes your central location for all your data. Then you're going to go to QuickBooks, where you, all your accounting, account data, whether customers, sometimes prospects, if you were doing your estimates from QuickBooks, are all sitting in your QuickBooks sites, QuickBooks systems. So you're going to bring them from the QuickBooks side into the Results CRM, centralized CRM system. You can also find spreadsheets that have multiple pieces of data or maybe different prospect lists. So, or you go to trade shows and conferences and you bring lists in from that side into the business. And now you pull them all in one central location. Now you look at tools, Results CRM, for example, has multiple built-in tools dealing with identifying duplicates, looking for duplicates in different ways, basically maybe email address, maybe name, maybe company. There's a different way of trying to look at all the different aspects of the record to see whether it's a true duplicate or not. We have tools to allow you to combine those contacts together so you don't have to keep the duplicates. And then because we're bidirectional to the other systems, then all the cleaned up and corrected data can be pushed back to the other systems. So Results becomes the hub of data, and then the spokes, the lines will go back and forth moving data between QuickBooks, Outlook, maybe Constant Contact, and or external files to exchange with other companies or other systems.
So when you're talking about integration of data, you have data that goes into this hub, but the results model, are you guys, you're actually pushing that data back out again,
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
If you don't do that, Keith, what's going to happen then is that individuals will say, well, you know, I sent it there, but now that becomes more like a black hole. I'm not benefiting from that data that got cleaned up and managed over there. So they end up starting doing their own management of the data in the other system, and that defeats the whole purpose of having an integration that allows you to see one set of data that you can rely on regardless what system you're using to get to it.
So a lot of business owners are probably familiar with the term, you know, Salesforce, just such a huge brand in the industry. But Salesforce has this system where you focus on implementing your contacts who are really ready, who are in the buyer's journey. They're in that awareness stage, consideration, or decision stage. And the model of Results is, no, you take all of your contacts anywhere. If you've gone to any events, you know, you take those contacts you got from those events, you stick them into the CRM. And then what Results does is it gives you the metric data that you need to push those out, you know, within the right system. Is that kind of correct? So that you're communicating effectively, whether that's constant contact on an email campaign or that's a personal email via Outlook?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
And so to add to that, Keith, that's exactly right from the perspective of that's the main benefit of dealing with one set of records that you're working with. So let's take a look at Salesforce. Very successful, very capable product. But the main emphasis there is they see it more as an enterprise-level selling machine. So your prospects are different than your customers. The argument we make is that your customers are actually sometimes your best prospects for additional services and
services
that we're bringing in. So the fact that you're going to need to take that record and now put it in the prospects database or prospects table, because that's where prospects go, you're kind of defeating the purpose. You're treating your actual customer, who's your most valuable asset, as a prospect and duplicating data by putting them into different tables. It defeats the purpose of having a central one record that represents the truth about that entity with the right email address, right mobile, and more current number, as compared to separating them in islands of data and having the left hand and the right hand not knowing what's going on with that same entity.
So, you know, on that note, let, just to go deep, a level deeper, this is, I've always wondered, you know, what's the answer to the difference between how a plumber uses a CRM system like this and how, say, an accountant uses a CRM system like this in regards to how they should communicate with their current customers?
I love the question. So first, we've been in the consulting business for 30 years, as you stated. Result CRM was initially built for us to manage our own consulting, billing, time billing, project management, et cetera, and our resources. And then in 2002, we turned it into the commercial product that it is today. So we look at ourselves as maybe as a consulting company, the way we use Result CRM to run our business. There are specific things that are more critical for us than another business or another industry. For us, for example, it would be the fact that we need to manage the deliverables. We cannot disappoint. We cannot, when we make a promise, it's going to be delivered on. We don't drop balls, right? Now, when you're looking then to answer your question of what would be the difference in how CRM is valued by a landscape or a plumber, a blue-collar or white-collar businesses, it becomes the emphasis of what do they worry about failing at the most, or where is it that the pain point was. So for a plumber, it would be more important, I would expect that more important thing for them would be to make sure that their appointments are kept properly, and then they show up on time, know exactly what is needed at their job, take with them any tools that they needed, so the inventory that needs to go along with that service order managed through one task is done. The ability, for example, they can leverage the results mobile to take a picture before, after pictures, as well as receive a signature. So as they want to grow their company, they're able to now have field service technicians that allows them to do more bandwidth instead of them having to do everything themselves. So the scalability of the business becomes more real when automation and tools are proper for them. Now, on the accounting side, I believe it would be a totally different emphasis. They might see CRM more as a business development tool to allow them to stay on top of their contacts, their prospects, allowing them to manage marketing campaigns, which is a very big deal, allowing them to inform some newsletters and inform their clients about additional services that they're offering, or maybe before they were only doing bookkeeping, now they're going to do tax preparation or maybe certification or audits, so that there are additional capabilities to inform their client base so that they can upsell them more additional services. And so their emphasis for CRM becomes a matter of managing contact level data, managing marketing campaigns, and managing business development for project managements to follow that.
I love it. I love it. I just think that that is such a huge maybe misconception on really understanding how to use the tool and maybe even thinking, well, I'm a plumber. I don't really need a CRM. But I think you've defined it so well to our listeners. You know, either side, it's a different style, you know, different pain point, as you said, that you're addressing. But it's CRM nonetheless.
In a way, it's integrated. It's exactly, Keith, but it's integrated CRM. So notice for a plumber, based on the way I show their role and their business emphasis, managing a pipeline is a foreign language to them. A plumber doesn't work that way. A plumber would be more interested in knowing the referral, and then the referral will put them in front of other clients, or they will get themselves on Angie's List or some other places in which will get their name out there, and then their ability to close business is for them to show up and give a valid estimate or a competitive estimate. So the way they do their business development is really part of a regular relationship management. They're treating a prospect as if they're a client and hoping to get the business on the spot and they move forward. So if you try to throw at a person in that role, a Salesforce style, enterprise level, this is how you look at your pipeline. This is how you see the funnel and the concept of funnel. And I mean, you know, for entities like ourselves, larger companies that need to manage a sales team, Salesforce concept might resonate on the sales methodology side. But when you're trying to run a business from different aspects, you need all those tools in one central product, and then you will grab the tools that are more applicable to what's important in the way you run your business.
That's great.
It's QuickBooks, right? So if they use QuickBooks, we can help them the industry becomes secondary.
Yeah. So some big integrations you guys have is the Constant Contact, Outlook, and QuickBooks.
Correct.
Now, when you're thinking, there's a big word out there when you're talking about CRM, and it's this word segmentation.
Yes.
Now, what does that mean with the results methodology? How do you segment once you've tried to communicate with somebody, and so that you're, not communicating in the wrong way with
Absolutely.
Your clients?
I love the question, Keith. That's a key aspect. And frankly, sometimes individuals get overwhelmed by what might seem like a technical term, but segmentation, when it's really taken down to regular speaking words, it's really a matter of understanding who you're doing business with and flagging the records with the tidbits of facts or the different factual details that you have about them, so that when you decide to do a marketing initiative, some sort of a follow-up or some sort of a promotion or a campaign, you would know who to send it to. You would know how to speak to them when you're sending them a letter inviting them to attend an event or a webinar. Would that be relevant to them? Knowing who to invite and who to send the newsletter to and who you send the promotions to and who you send a special end-of-year special to becomes a matter of how clearly and how well do you know the people you're doing business with, whether they're vendors, prospects, subcontractors, people that work for you, and then be able to do the target follow-through, whether it's a phone call, an email campaign, or a constant contact marketing campaign, to basically be able to touch them in a consistent way that makes sense to them, because the language you will use and the wording and the verbiage and the offer will be very applicable to the way they think and the way they do business, because you understood them so well and only targeted the entities that are part of that segment that makes that message resonate.
I'm gonna give a little example here, Sam, and it's gonna be in the accountant industry specific. Cool. Say, I went to a conference and I grabbed a bunch of business cards and I used the results CRM method, and I want to stick all these contacts in there. And what is the goal after that? What would be my goal after that?
That's a fantastic question. So Keith. And this is where some people just jump to do the quote-unquote follow-up to a conference. All of a sudden, we seem to have assumed something and missed a major step that results a product like Results CRM that's well thought out will help you take care of. Before you even think about following up with those cards that you grab, the first step that needs to happen is, after you put them, of course, into the results system or a system like Results, a CRM system, is to confirm that none of them are actual existing clients or existing prospects that are being pursued by someone within the company or have a proposal in front of them, because you don't want to come across as a company with a left hand and right hand not knowing what's going on, where you're going to be sending a marketing campaign, introducing yourself to somebody that your accounting department just sent an invoice to,
yeah,
or work that they completed last month, right? So
it's amazing how big companies mess up with that all the time, too.
It is exactly right, Keith. And the reality there is that this is an example of exactly why you would not want your CRM that is solely focused on sales force automation. In other words, managing sales, managing prospects, and they might do a superb job with that. And if that's disconnected from where your real client data is, then you really are potentially hurting yourself, because you have a major blind spot where you're going to talk to them in a very embarrassing way. Or the other part of it, I mean, we're talking here just prospects and customers, but I'll give you another example that relates to that and why your vendor data should also be in the same database you're dealing with. What if the entity that you pulled a card for and you happen to meet them at the networking event turned out to be one of your competitors? Do you really want to send a marketing campaign inviting one of your competitors to do business with you or to know about your services that you're offering? That's even beyond embarrassing. So it's not always about just prospects and about customers and those kind of sub-segments of who you do business with, but looking at the full list of all the entities that you connect with or know about you or have done business with or have talked to. You need to keep all the data current so that you're able to mesh any data coming in against that universe, so you make sure that you avoid all those embarrassments. Now, from that point on to your question, so make sure that you have the right tools to do the duplicate checking and take the proper steps to eliminate entities that will create a business embarrassment for you. The next steps after that, after you have flagged that set of records as coming in from that data source, so you would want to know that you met them at this conference or at this trade show and not another, because later on you want to do your reporting around the return on investment. Was it worth my time to sponsor that event? Was it worth my time to, maybe you didn't sponsor, but you just walked the show or you went and attended the conference? Whatever your investment is, whether it's a few hundred dollars or tens of thousands of dollars, based on your level of involvement, you need to be able to answer the question, was it worth it? And the only way to do that is to mark those records based on the source of business, and then later on run reports on what happened to them as you move them through the sales process, what happens when they became an actual customer. Not all customers are created equally. Did they bring a few thousand dollars or tens of thousands of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars in? Were they difficult to work with? Were they easy clients to work with? All those different elements, these are all part of your dashboard, part of your matrix that you're going to build to understand and answer a simple question, was it worth it, and will we do it again?
Sam, it's great to just kind of cover some of these things. You obviously have a lot of experience in the industry. I know there's probably a lot of questions our listeners have. If you have any questions, go ahead and ask us at questions at Cloud Talk Radio. We are talking with Sam Saab. He is the owner and founder of Results Software. We're doing a beginner's guide to using Results CRM software. And the next question I have for you, Sam, is why is mobile access to CRM so important today?
Today is a great question, Keith, and I appreciate that very much. I'm going to introduce two words that might some of our listeners have heard before: virtual offices, and speak to mobility as part of the concept of virtual and empowerment of the virtual office. A virtual office, when we speak about it, when we define it, is a one or more person, one or more individuals that are productive in wherever they are. So effectively, your virtual office could be half an hour of waiting before your plane takes off at the airport and you pulled your iPad or your laptop or even your mobile device to respond to some emails or to stay on top of a project that is being worked on or under deadline. Or it could be in your home office, or it could be in a hotel room as you travel outside your office. So the reality then is, we have gotten to a point of productivity and expectations where our customers expect us to be engaged, involved, and available all the time. So the leaving the office without having access to what you need to manage those relationships or respond to those relationships effectively is really a disadvantage. You put yourself at a major disadvantage, and you potentially hurt business relationships if you do that. That's why the cloud in the business community, small businesses as well as large businesses, that's why the cloud has become such a key aspect. You're looking at a way of connecting to the data that matters. And you need to do that from anywhere at any time, regardless of time zone, regardless of now with no borders. Effectively, you could be in Europe, you could be in the Middle East, or you could be in Asia, and you need to be just as productive. A customer doesn't have to worry about where you are and whether you have access to your documents or to your office files.
And then
you bring a system that has all the integrated pieces, the visibility of accounting data based on synchronization with QuickBooks allows you to know whether they're on credit hold or whether they owe you funds before you go and upsell them, or you would know whether there's a complaint already in the office that has been received that has not been responded to before. So before you walk into that meeting and you're walking into a landmine, you want to know the actual reality of where things are, the current status to the minute with that entity that you're conducting business with or talking to. And you can only do that with mobile devices and the cloud as a connectivity piece to get you to the information that you and the rest of the office are using all the time to stay on top of those relationships.
On that note, I was thinking about QuickBooks Online. Yeah. What's going on with that in the Results CRM?
Well, right now what we ship today and have been shipping for about 8 years is the QuickBooks desktop integration. So integrate with all versions of QuickBooks, Pro, Premier, and Enterprise being the largest segment that we do business with. Our QuickBooks integration on the desktop side is not just the U.S., but it's also U.K. as well as Canada, which allows us to cover quite a bit of reach with who can use our integration. But as you know and as we know, the Intuit has been very strong in putting out there a very powerful and capable QuickBooks Online. It tends to be focused more for, you know, micro and small businesses, so maybe up to 10, 15 users. There's a lot of still entities still using the enterprise product just because of what they need from a volume of records as well as job costing, project management, et cetera. But we're seeing a lot of the small businesses that are going to the QuickBooks Online. First, their pricing model is very effective. Second, it's the availability of that product from anywhere at any time and the ease of connecting to it. And it's also a very intuitive interface, very capable interface. So we have been aware of that and have been working on our integration. Yeah. We actually are in beta testing currently of the results, QuickBooks online integration, and we are expecting to ship that by April 15. So this is
excellent.
Oh, yeah, it's around the corner. It's been in since late November, and we are just about to get it out there on the market. And we're very excited about the additional feature, because it opens it up for a lot of the small businesses that have opted to feel like we don't want to use the desktop product. We this might be a better fit for us. And so they can pick and choose whichever QuickBooks is most suitable for their business.
Well, good. Looking forward to that. And last question for today is, we've talked a lot about how the Results CRM integrates into all facets of basically order to delivery. If that sounds right. Is
that's
that right?
That's
Sam? Okay. Well, what does it mean to align? Because I think with our accountants out there especially, they're dealing with the finances, and then there's this and then there's sales that happen. And sales, of course, is directly you know, you make a sale, you put it into the finances. And what does it mean to align your financial department and sales team with the CRM?
A great question. I appreciate that very much. And actually, that's sometimes very much the missing piece in effective sales. So the integration of those two, especially when it's bidirectional, a couple of elements over there. First, you're able to follow up and reach out to your customer base from a sales aspect to whether to upsell for additional services of what they've received from you in the past, or to upsell them in, to related services or additional services that you now offer that they had not ordered from you before. You do that through having access to the history of all the orders that came in from, let's say, what's already in QuickBooks, and you centralize that in the CRM system, and you give them the management and the search tools to allow them to look up records. For example, you can say, give me anybody in this territory or in this zip code or in this state or anybody for this sales rep that has ordered this service. Or maybe you want to do the opposite, or anybody that has ordered this service but did not order this service. And so then, you know, again, bookkeeping, audits. Now you do audits, so you're going to see who is it that has ordered from us bookkeeping in the past but has not really engaged or talked to us about the audit services that we offer today. Mm-hmm. That visibility of data of the order history, instead of having that on paper and reports where it's not efficient to do sales, especially when we talked before what you the term you introduced, which is very powerful to the segmentation. You can start looking at your client base in based on the tidbits of data in a segmented area. These are my bookkeeping clients. These are the ones we did taxes for. These are my audit clients. But now you can start doing a little bit more better intel with that data by looking and zeroing in and say, what about the ones that did this and this? How about we sell them the third service, or we reach out to them and see if they're interested in the third service? So that's where the powerful aspect of, but there's more. There's the accounting data knows who is on credit hold. You don't need to go to accounting and ask that question, give me a report today of who's on credit hold, and now you're going to distribute it as a sales manager to all your sales team to make sure that they don't touch or reach out to a person that's kind of on hold. You don't want to do business with them until they pay back what they're dealing with. The other aspect sometimes is something as simple as commissions. So many times you have organizations that deals with commissions based on payments received, not orders placed, right? So instead of having to go to accounting and busy their time with pulling reports for you to see what has arrived the night before, doing a synchronization that gives you access to those payment records, assuming, of course, that you have the security rights to see that data, then you'll be able to know and answer those questions directly yourself and know what's going on with the accounts at all times with minimal needing of the accounting resources and, most critically, minimal data entry. Minimal data entry, as in you don't have to enter the information in two different systems because they're not connected. The integration allows you to move the data behind between the two systems.
Oh, man. I know, like, just some clients spending thousands and thousands of dollars on trying to get integrations happening between systems. You know, CRM, have one client who's trying to get their CRM to talk to their database system, and they've spent about $20,000 on that integration, and it still doesn't work right.
You know, integration is a very tough thing, especially because accounting systems sometimes, Keith, you know, they change. So if you do it today and you have not built enough flexibility in the integration, you don't have the deep experience in building software systems, then as soon as they put another patch or release, then you go back there and kind of retrofit and put Band-Aids on it. It has to be built in a specific way, especially when it's bidirectional. It gets even trickier, and you have to make sure that the engine is flexible enough and has enough configuration options that different industries and different companies will use it in the way that makes sense to them. Jobs, for example, in QuickBooks are used differently sometimes by different companies. Sometimes they use them as if they're a project. Sometimes they use them for a ship-to address or a bill-to address. And sometimes they don't even know what a job is. You say, are you using jobs? Like, what's that? We never had a chance to use it. And so there's nothing wrong with the fact that they never use it. It's just a feature that they never engage or nobody showed them how to use. So when you go and say, I have a deep integration with QuickBooks, you better have taken into consideration the three different things that the jobs need to synchronize with your projects table or projects database or not. Or they go into the address database, or they don't go at all because they don't know what jobs is and they simply don't use them. You can't synchronize them.
Well, Sam, I have just loved the show. Interviewing you has been fantastic. And I think our listeners out there probably – I mean, I got a lot from this, and there was probably a lot of questions. If you have a question, be sure to ask us at questions@cloudtalkradio.com. Sam, it's great to have you with us today. I'm looking forward to having you on air with us again. Next time we're going to have Sam Saab with us, and we're going to be discussing the strategic Cloud 9 integration, the platform integration there with the Results CRM. This is going to be a great topic for you listeners out there, accountants, as we're going to be talking just a step deeper into how that's going to help not only your business but also your clients as well. And I'd like to go a little bit deeper, too, with Sam on some of those questions we had, like the differences between how you do accounting or a CRM for a plumber and CRM for an accountant. So looking forward to having you with us on air again. Thanks for listening to today's podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. Be sure to listen to past episodes at www.cloudtalkradio.com. We are here every week on Tuesday, 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time. This is Keith Enix, hoping you have a wonderful week. Keep your business growing and your tools in the cloud. We'll see you guys next week.
Thanks so much for listening to Cloud Talk Radio with your hosts, Robert J. Chandler and Keith Enix. Want to listen to past shows and stay up to date on new ones? Check them out online, cloudtalkradio.com. We'll see you next time.